The North Shore Bookstore has been one of the iconic businesses in Manchester for several decades now, occupying a prominent spot alongside the roundabout at the corner of Main and Bonnet Streets, and serving as a magnet for book lovers and visitors to Manchester. On Monday, September 26th, the bookstore passed into the hands of three sisters with strong local ties. Kathleen and Nicole Ihas, along with their sister Ashley Ihas Austin, will take over the store from the previous owner, Clark French, although Mr. French will remain in the mix in an advisory role and continue as a stakeholder. Independent bookstores have faced competition from online booksellers, and the COVID-19 pandemic was as challenging to them as any other retail business. But the customers have been coming back. We had a chance to meet up with the three sisters, who hail from Danby and attended local schools before striking out on their own. Now back in the area, we talked about what prompted them to acquire the store and some of their thoughts about where they hope to take it as they navigate their way forward in their early days as co-owners. Well, okay, ladies, thank you very much for making the time for this conversation. Really appreciate that. And I guess I was just wondering, just to kind of get us started, you took over operation and management and ownership of the bookstore a little over a week ago. So how's it been going so far? Nicole, get us started.
It's going really well. It's great, actually. We're so excited. It's a lot to learn, but we're learning, and the staff has been absolutely incredible, very welcoming, and we're off to a great start. I mean, I sold my first book on Saturday, so.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, bookstore is such an iconic business here in town, and been here for so long, so many people are familiar with it. I guess I just wondered, what prompted you all to acquire the store? I mean, do you have a background in bookselling or independent?
I think a couple of things were happening. One, after the tragic passing of Lou French, Clark was looking to step back from operations and taking some time for himself and his family, and looking for the right family to come on board and take the helm and bring, you know, the bookstore forward. And at the same time, we all work together in a variety of ways on our different ventures and businesses, and we've been looking for something kind of local, hadn't found anything yet. And then when Clark approached Ashley and Scott about our family, it was just an immediate sort of visceral yes for all of us, because it just ticks so many boxes for us and all the things that we like to do and where we can feel that our experience and expertise is value added. But also it will allow for us to protect this incredible cultural community asset and iconic legacy and help carry it forward for future generations. So we're excited about it.
So what did you all do before? Did you have businesses here in town or elsewhere? What's the background?
You want to start?
So I'll start. So I've been in the music business since 2003. In 2013, I launched with them, their partners in the business, a company called ALG Brands. It stands for Artist Legacy Group. And the company specializes in the protection and promotion of intellectual property rights for celebrities, mainly musicians, legacy entertainers, and sort of storied entertainment brands. And with that, you know, we do across all media, we take these rights and leverage them and respectfully exploit them however we can, whether it be biopics or documentaries or books, biographies, autobiographies, coffee table books, etc. So that's really, and my business is here in town, and so I am a local Manchester resident.
So it seemed like a natural thing then, I guess, when the opportunity to acquire the bookstore came up, to jump into that. Wow. And now, were all of you, is that similar to what all of you did? Or?
No, so my background, when I got out of college, I was doing financial research, selling financial research. So I was working in New York City for a long time. And then an opportunity arose, and Kathleen and I jumped on it. We were presented with a building that was in receivership in Manhattan, and a group came to us and said, you know, they wanted to buy it, and, you know, what could we do with it? And we created a plan to develop it into a boutique hotel and private membership club. basically the day we're pulling the permits, we get an offer we couldn't refuse, and so we ended up selling that. But that allowed us to diversify more into real estate. So we've done real estate development together, and also early investing in some kind of cool brands that are cutting edge or disruptive in their industry. And we also co-founded Raptor Films together, which is a film production company. We started investing in great films that we thought told a great social message, and we loved it, but then we sort of fell in love with writing ourselves and developing stories that we wanted to tell, whether that was optioning books or life rights or screenplays I had written. And in 2019, I directed my first short film, which is a campy little satire on bullying. It's an 80s revenge horror. And I'm now directing two documentary films, so sort of became a filmmaker in that time as well. And yeah, so.
Wow.
So before getting into real estate and VC investing and film work, my background was really in finance. I went to the University of Chicago and then worked in a hedge fund, and also with my family, my cousin Adam and my father, in managing portfolios. So I think over time, my goal was always to kind of create or look for work in opportunities that bridge finance, business, and creativity. And so that was another thing that when this opportunity presented itself, I was like, oh yes, this is another perfect way to combine our worlds.
It made sense. And I was an English major at the University of Virginia, so I'm a big book reader. So for me, I could live in this store, honestly.
Wow, that's amazing. What an interesting variety of experiences there. I guess as you look ahead here at the bookstore, do you have like some sort of short or medium-term plan for how you want to manage it? Or is there a strategic vision lurking there in the background? Or is it just sort of a case of no big changes for the immediate future?
I will speak to the immediate, and you can speak to the future. I think right now, as Kathleen has said before, we're trying to come in and just wrap our arms around this place. It's a well-oiled machine. The staff is incredible. And we're here to learn and watch. We're
especially
really excited.
Fourth quarter.
Yes, it's going to get a little crazy soon. So right now we're learning, and we are taking, just taking our time to really get into the weeds and learn everything about the store and be on the floor and see what the customers want. And so that's the focus for this quarter.
I do think that we would like to focus on social media and overhauling our website and sort of making e-commerce a bigger part of our business longer term. So that's going to be sort of our focus Q1 next year. As Ashley said, we have a lot of loyal customers, wonderful customers, local and also tourists who come, and then they leave, and then we would like to find ways of super serving them when they're not here.
And Ashley's incredible with social media, and she knows how to help us grow that.
We are similar to the music business. This is an analog business that's operating in a digital environment. So how do we satisfy our loyal customers who prefer the physical book, coming in, taking something off the shelf, the experience of that, while also giving our additional customers who may not be present, may not be able to come into the store, but they have been here before, they're familiar with us, and they have a trust in our booksellers to point them in the right direction. How do we give them that experience virtually? In addition to our in-person events, it's the buying element. How can we engage them if they're not here? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I'm confident that we'll be able to do that successfully.
Well, you raise an interesting point, because it seems to me that not too terribly long ago, it seemed like the whole bookselling business was going digital. Right. Amazon and other online sellers seemed to be poised to take over the market, and independent bookstores such as the North Shore
looked like, you know, very 20th century, and we're on the way out of, you know, it just was going to be too hard to compete. But what is your sense of that at this point? I mean, that seems to have shifted somewhat to me as I have tried to follow it from a distance. But is that your sense that, you know, there's not this existential threat or whatever from Amazon or other kinds of online sellers?
I think it's an experience when you come into a bookstore like this. And, you know, I say the walls are full of stories, but we're also the storytellers. I mean, the staff here on the floor, the booksellers, they can point the customer in the right direction and can give them so much insight into the book. It's not just going onto Amazon and reading a review. These are conversations that we're having. And for me, any bookstore that I've gone into anywhere in the world, that's the selling point. I want to pick up the book. I want to have a conversation. I want to hold it in my hands. So I think online, you don't get that experience. You don't have that feeling. There is such a special feeling in the store. You can't describe it until you're here.
So I don't think that this is going away anytime soon. This building is so special in and of itself. Independent bookstores and the idea of, I mean, we're just so grateful that our customers continue to shop locally and support us. You know,
we even had two from Florida yesterday, and I bumped into them on the floor, two ladies, and she said, "We come here every year, and this is our stop." And I told her, you know, who I was, and she said, "Please don't change a thing. We love this store so much. We want to keep coming back every year. We love it. We love it. Baskets full of stuff." So that is encouraging.
That's another thing, too. I mean, one of the main questions we get is, what are the changes you're going to make? And thinking about that, my belief is that we're not going to be making changes. We're just going to be making improvements. Improvements into, you know, our customer service, improvements into our digital profile, improvements into the, you know, just the physical nature of the space and how we can really streamline our bookselling experience. That's really our main goal.
What do you see as the biggest challenges going forward? I mean, one that occurred to me is, like, finding employees. I mean, it seems like every business in town has a help wanted sign out on the front door or front window. Is that the main challenge you see going forward, or is there something else that
I think you're right. Community-wide, staffing is a problem, but we are very fortunate to have some really loyal staff members, and many loyal staff members. So we're in a pretty good position, and these are people who really love books and want to be here, which is wonderful. I think the other challenge obviously has been COVID, right? And events are such a big part of what we do, what we're known for. So that's been difficult, but we're starting to pick up events again and navigating, you know, this in this new world.
Yeah. And we're hopeful with the industries that we're in outside of the bookstore that can help in terms of bringing more interesting people here. And we always say, you know, once you come to Vermont and Manchester and you experience this town and this bookstore, you get it. So having more authors come here, let us host them so that, you know, because yes, you can do it over Zoom, but there's nothing like being in person events. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was certainly a big part of the bookstore in the past, you know, pre-COVID, having those events and everything, and I'm sure everyone's looking forward to having that back again as well. I know I am, anyway. Which makes me wonder, how are things standing now at this point in the pandemic? I mean, we all seem to be kind of drifting into a mindset, well, it's kind of over in the past tense, and yeah, people are still getting sick and whatnot, but it's not like it was before a year or two ago. But do you sense any long-range changes as a result of the whole pandemic experience?
I think that we have learned a lot, but we continue to learn how to live with COVID, right? So people may get sick. We have people who can step in for them. We have backup programs in place if somebody needs to be home or work remotely, knowing that you can always put on a mask and if you're uncomfortable, and we certainly, you know, support that if that's the choice that people want to make. So I think it's just living in this new environment, but I don't view it as really an ongoing challenge per se, as much as just something that we have to to deal with.
And one thing that did happen is the events went online. Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of authors, that's kind of nice. You can be in your own home and reach all these people via Zoom. They buy tickets, and that's great. But that, again, as I said before, I think it just takes away from that in-person experience. So that is a challenge, because I think people got comfortable with doing their book signings or talks via Zoom, hoping that that changes. I would really like that to not be
what happens going forward. So you have two locations to manage, here in Manchester and also over in Saratoga Springs, New York. Just off the top, that seems like an awful lot to take on and everything, but are there any differences between the two stores? I mean, I imagine a lot of folks who live over here probably haven't traveled over and bought books at your Saratoga location, but is it pretty much the same kind of situation? Or
I would say yes. I mean, I was over there, and it's the Morrows did an incredible job outfitting the shop to mirror this, the mothership, as we call it. And it is a, you know, it's a wonderful community. You do have the college there, so you have Skidmore, so you have, and they do a lot of different events in Saratoga. Like almost every month, every weekend, there's something new in town, whether it's, you know, a concert, or Oktoberfest is going to be happening soon. There's a book fest. So there's a different traffic flow through there, and just a different community, but it is the store is loved. I was contacted by a reporter over there, and I said, it was day one, I said, can you just give us a day? And you know, and he said, yes, but please just tell me one thing. I said, what? And he said, you're not going to shut down the store, are you? And I said, absolutely not. And thank goodness, because I go there all the time with my son. I love it. So we know that it is treasured there, much like the store is treasured in this community. So we're happy about that.
Mm. Interesting. I've only been over there once, actually, and that was quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. Which makes me think I need to get back over there again.
Yes, come yeah.
Well, just to wind things up, I guess any surprises so far? Anything that's come along that you really kind of went, huh, I didn't expect that. But has it been pretty much as you anticipated, or?
I think
yeah,
so.
I mean, no glaring surprises that have knocked us off our feet. I think, you know, we're coming into, as newbies, into a really well-oiled business. Mm-hmm.
And the reception.
I'm just so heartened by the welcome.
And the support that we've received.
And the support, especially from our community. Yeah. And also, in particular, from Clark French, who has stayed on as a minority investor and also an advisor, trusted advisor, and is just giving us an enormous amount of support
and guidance
as we transition, which is great for everybody. So.
Yeah. And as we're meeting the publishers, the distributors, heads of different organizations, they have also been so welcoming and supportive. And they say, anything you need, any questions you have, please contact us. So that's been really nice as well. It's just been a really warm welcome.
Yeah.
It's great.
The North Shire Bookstore sells more than just books. But for book lovers and readers, the corner of Bonnet and Main is the place to be. For the GNET TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.